Coming up, Haines Assembly meets to discuss controversial Glacier Point tour permit, and Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry didn't break the law. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Barrett Wilbur. Those stories up next. Skagway-based tour company Alaska Excursions is requesting a new permit to run an ATV tour on their property in a remote area of the Haines Borough. But their effort is facing opposition, including a group of ex-employees who allege the company isn't taking safety seriously. Glacier Point is an area of wilderness on the Chilkat Inlet near Haines, where the Davidson Glacier calves into a lake. Alaska Excursions wants to expand their tourism operation in the area. That became contentious when a group of ex-employees testified at an assembly meeting about the company's safety precautions. Alaska Excursions runs about 15,000 tourists from Skagway to Glacier Point each summer by motorboat before canoeing them to the face of the glacier. They'd like permission to double their capacity to 30,000 passengers and to start an ATV tour that would run on company owner Robert Murphy's private land.
Well, we are not making a course where you're going to be doing 60 miles an hour and ripping all over the place. It's not going to be noise invasive because we absolutely do not want to disturb our other product that's out there.
Environmental and safety concerns were brought up. Stacy Evans works as a seabird biologist for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. She was one of many people who felt heavy motorized traffic would negatively affect the Arctic tern colony at Glacier Point. She said it wasn't just an environmental issue, but an economic one.
Our tourism industry is unique, and it sets us apart from places like Skagway because people find a more authentic wilderness experience. The best thing about a sustainable resource like healthy ecosystem is that the less we mess with it, the more valuable it is.
But it was testimony from former employees of Alaska Excursions that motivated the assembly to schedule a special meeting to discuss the permit.
During my time at Alaska Excursions, I came to learn that safety is not a priority. It is profit nearly at any cost.
That's JoJo Gerner, who worked as a naturalist for Alaska Excursions. She said management had been unresponsive when guides asked for medical equipment that might be necessary to save guests. Robert Murphy's response was that beyond basics, it was more of a liability to have untrained guides administering medical care when professional assistance was minutes away by helicopter. Boat Captain Ray Staska worked for the company for three seasons and described drifting in 10-foot seas with a boat of tourists after losing power in two of three engines while running from Skagway to Glacier Point. He called the company's permit request absurd because of what he feels is poor attention to boat and engine maintenance and rough weather. Ben Altman Moore, who was one of about a dozen guides who lived at the point full-time during the summer, also felt the company pushed their captains too far.
I repeatedly experienced the Alaska Excursions office coerce captains into trying to make the run, even when wind readings at Eldred Rock exceeded the stated company policy for cancellations, which is small craft advisory.
Sometimes it became dangerous, Altman Moore said, listing incidents in which wind and waves cracked boat windows, ripped off doors, sent water into the cabin, and temporarily stranded passengers. Murphy says there is a set policy to judge weather, but unpredictable conditions mean that boat captains sometimes have to make calls to turn around when the office can't. Guides who lived at Glacier Point expressed concerns that there wasn't a reliable way back to Haines if there was an emergency when tours weren't running. A 14 and a 16-foot boat were available, but guides say they weren't safe in anything but the calmest seas. Murphy says those boats weren't intended for true emergencies, just as a convenience. None of the guides or captains spoke out publicly about their safety concerns when they worked for Alaska Excursions. They didn't want to be fired, Gerner says. Almost all the guides that are speaking out now found out earlier this fall that they would not be invited back to work next season, Murphy says.
What you're hearing from almost exclusively are staff that were not invited back to the company for various reasons.
Murphy noted that the Glacier Point operation is inspected yearly by the Coast Guard, and cruise companies he contracts with also have the right to investigate any safety issues. He says Haines EMTs are welcome to assess the medical resources available at the point. Luke Grasher, the maintenance manager at Excursions, asked that the assembly take an objective point of view.
Realistically, we have a really strong track record when it comes to safety. We haven't had much of an aspect of problems when it comes to running people back and forth and landing and going up through the glacier itself.
Alaska Excursions has had some serious accidents, however, if unrelated to their canoe tour. One of their tour vehicles overturned last summer near Dyea, injuring more than 20 people. 22 people, many of them current employees of Alaska Excursions in Skagway, sent letters supporting the permit. According to Murphy, only a small proportion have ever been to the Glacier Point site. 6 people wrote in opposing the permit. Murphy said it would be inappropriate to try and address every claim leveled by former employees that had, quote, an axe to grind with the company at an assembly meeting. But assembly member Tom Morfitt wasn't satisfied with that.
As convenient as it would be to not talk about some of these charges against your safety operation, I think we very much have to talk about them. The reason that we permit tours is to make sure that those tours adhere to a certain standard.
The rest of the assembly voted to discuss the permit in more detail at a committee of the whole. In Haines, I'm Barrett Wilbur. The committee will meet tonight at 6:30 in assembly chambers. The Alaska Public Offices Commission has decided Skagway Assemblyman Dan Henry did not violate state law by failing to document gifts on financial disclosure forms. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, APOC says hotel stays weren't gifts to Henry, but to Skagway.
Henry has been on the Skagway Assembly for the better part of the last 2 decades. The complaint APOC took up, filed by Skagway resident Roger Griffin, stems back to 2013 and 2014. Henry traveled to Florida during waterfront lease talks between the municipality and White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. He and other Skagway representatives met with the railroad's parent company, TWC Enterprises. Griffin's complaint says Henry didn't disclose gifts of travel, lodging, and meals on financial disclosure forms in 2014 and 2015. Free rounds of golf were also in question. APOC staff determined TWC covered at least around $500 in hotel costs for Henry in 2013. His 2014 disclosures didn't include that. There wasn't enough information to figure out if that was true in subsequent years. State law says gifts over $250 in one calendar year need to be disclosed, so the staff at APOC recommended a penalty of about $1,300, a 90% reduction from the maximum fine. The commission addressed the complaint at the end of February and issued a written decision. What commissioners concluded is no, Henry did not violate financial disclosure requirements in this case. The decision reasons: the hotel costs were not a gift to Henry. Rather, they were given to the municipality. It says the expenses would have been paid by Skagway if TWC hadn't picked up the tab, not by Henry himself. In terms of food, the commission says meals for immediate consumption do not fall under the definition of a gift in state law. It did say the cost of golfing and golf balls would be considered gifts, but there isn't a record of these costs being more than $250 in one year, so it doesn't constitute a violation. In an email to KHNS, Griffin, who filed the complaint, says he follows APOC's reasoning, but he still contends Henry received gifts on Skagway's behalf. Griffin says gifts influenced lease talks. Henry couldn't be reached for immediate comment, but speaking by phone at APOC's meeting last month, he expressed a similar sentiment to the commission in its final order.
I know one thing for sure. I was not going to pay a penny. It was either going to be the city or White Pass or somebody else, but it wasn't going to be me. So I'm not going to be gifted at any point in time.
He also said it was wrong to think lease negotiations were influenced by White Pass in any unethical way. This was the second complaint filed against Henry in 2017. He was fined $220 by the commission late in the year for not reporting substantial debt on 2017 disclosure forms. That debt stems back to 2016. Henry was fined $22,000 for not reporting income on public official disclosure statements. He said that debt wasn't reported in 2017 because the decision is under appeal. That omission was discovered when Henry pleaded guilty to federal tax crimes earlier that year. He served time in prison and was ordered to pay $600,000 to the IRS. Henry returned to Skagway in time to be reelected to the Assembly in 2017. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Barrett Wilper. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org. Thanks for listening this evening.